This message was recorded live at Plantation Seventh-day Adventist Church in Plantation, Florida. Welcome to PlantationSDA.tv. Here you will find a diverse variety of Bible-based topics and conversations. God's master plan to inspire your mind, bring peace to your heart, and uplift your soul. May you be blessed and encouraged as you listen to God's Word.
Say amen. So we've had a week-long revival theme, Let's Talk About Him. And we went from creation to the second coming. Our series should have ended last night, but today is a Sabbath festival. The people say amen. Amen. We are bringing our revival over into our Sabbath worship so that we can experience it in person. I just want to invite two people to come up right here for a moment. I'm going to invite my wife, Cherise, and the little young man, Mr. Kevin, so you can meet them. So I got to keep this mic far away from him because he'd probably want to preach. Preaching instead of, right. Yes, so come on over. So here is the little man. There he is. Yeah. The people, right? People, yeah. People. All right. God bless you. Take care, all right. I want to thank the prayer ministry team of the Plantation Church for their wonderful leadership in leading us into this week of revival, and for each of the speakers who poured their heart into the messages that they preached. We thank God, and I'm blessed that I was able to personally experience each night in person. I was here, and the Spirit of God moved every night. Amen. Today, I want to walk in the footsteps of my colleague, Pastor Jen. She spoke the other evening about the promise keeper. And today I want to lay a prophetic promise before us and invite us to claim it. But before I do that, let us pray. God, whose breath gives life, come by here and breathe on us and in us so that we can live. As for me, I stand with the assurance that the Spirit of God is now upon me because you have anointed me to preach. And so as I preach today, feed your sheep through me in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Our sermon is entitled today, Dry Bones Can Live. And I'm taking you to the prophet of Ezekiel chapter 37 verses 1 through 14. And I'm reading from the New International Version, and it reads like this. The hand of the Lord was upon me, and he brought me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the middle of the valley. It was full of bones. And he led me around them, and behold, there were very many on the surface of the valley, and behold, they were very dry. And he said to me, Son of man, can these dry bones live? And I answered, O Lord, you know. Then he said to me, prophesy over these bones and say to them, O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God to these bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter you, and you shall live. And I will lay sinews upon you, and I will cause flesh to come upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and you will live, and you shall know that I am the Lord. So I prophesied as I was commanded. And as I prophesied, there was a sound, and behold, a rattling, and the bones came together, bone to its bone. And behold, there were sinews on them, and flesh upon them, and skin covered them, but there was no breath in them. And then he said to me, prophesy to the breath, son of man, and say to the breath, thus says the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe on these slain that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they lived and stood on their feet, an exceedingly great army. Then he said to me, son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say, our hope, our bones are dried up, and our hope is lost. We are cut off. Therefore prophesy and say to them, thus says the Lord God, I will open your graves and raise you up from your graves, O my people. I will bring you into the land of Israel. And you shall know that I am the Lord when I open your graves and raise you up from your graves, O my people. And I will put my spirit within you, and you shall live, and I will place you in your land. Then shall be known that I am the Lord. I have spoken, and I will do it, declares the Lord. Tell somebody, dry bones can live. Here, the prophet Ezekiel is himself a captive in Babylon amongst God's people who were taken captive. And God wants to send a message to his people. And so God raptures up the prophet in a vision and transports him to a valley that is overlaid with bones. And under the power of the Spirit, God leads the prophet among the bones so he can examine them. And the prophet, as he's going through, he takes careful note of the condition of the bones. He realizes that they are spread out on the surface of the ground. They are disconnected. They are desiccated. They have been bleached and burned by the sun. They have been dried up. And the prophet says, after examining these bones, they are very many and they are very dry. As if to say, they are lifeless. As if to say, they are dead as dead can be. There was no sign of life. And through this vision of dry bones in the valley, God was portraying the death of Israel as a nation, because they were now captives in Babylon. God's people as a nation was dead, and now they are captives. The reality is, the dry bones in the valley was an image of the condition of Israel. It was an image of Israel's physical and also spiritual condition. As the dry bones in the valley were disconnected, were dried and desiccated, were separated from each other, so God's people were separated. So God's people were disconnected. And as the bones were dry and lifeless, so Israel, God's people, were spiritually dead. Somehow, God's people, called to be a nation to represent the God of the universe, found themselves in a dry bone condition. I don't know about you. I don't know if you've ever been in a dry bone condition before. I don't know if you have been in a place where you feel disconnected and you feel spiritually lifeless. For me, the COVID experience was like a dry bone experience. Disconnected from my church family. Isolated, alone. And sometimes feeling as if I don't want to pray. I don't want to read my Bible. I feel spiritually dry. But I was found myself in a hopeless condition. A dry bone condition. Have you ever been there? Sometimes, I don't know, but some churches have felt like dry bone, a valley of dry bones. Because people are not connected to each other. They are not meaningful relationships. The relationships are dry and the spirituality of the church becomes dry itself. Have you ever been in a place like that? Dry bones in the valley. But God is wise. God gave the prophet an opportunity to examine the bones because God was going to ask him a very important question. God gave him opportunity to examine the bones, to have adequate information to give an accurate answer. And so after God, through the Spirit, takes him through the valley, God now asks him a question. Here's a question. Son of man, can these dry bones live? Can these dry bones live? I'm not a doctor and I don't know much about anatomy and physiology and biology. But if God asked me that question and I had the opportunity to look and see dry bones on the surface of the ground and they were bleached and burnt and dry, I would give God a logical answer. God, no way. These dry bones cannot live. No way can they live. It's extremely improbable and absolutely impossible for dry bones to live. But thank God, Ezekiel is not like me. Ezekiel didn't give a logical answer. He gave a radical answer. Listen to him. God, you know. Oh, help me, Jesus. God, you are asking me a question, but you know. Now, we can hear the prophet's response in two ways. As a sign of resignation, a sign of hopelessness. God, you know. You know, God. Or we can hear it as a sign of conviction. Yes, God, you know. Yes, God, you know. The prophet was asked the question, can these dry bones live? You see, God was challenging the prophet to see the Israelite circumstances not from a human perspective, but from a divine perspective. From a human perspective, dry bones cannot live. But God was challenging the prophet to take off, to wash his eyes and see with divine eyes. And so in the prophet's response, the prophet acknowledges the limits of human knowledge, but also affirms and shows respect for the majesty of God's power. You know, God, whether dry bones can live or not. Can these dry bones live? Can these dry bones live? You know. The prophet's response was an inviting one. One that showed openness to the power of God. And so God says to him, since you are open to this thing, here's what. Prophesy to these dry bones. And say to these dry bones, the ones that you saw with your own eyes, the one that you see are dried and burnt by the sun and bleached and dried, the ones that are lifeless, prophesy to them and say, dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord to these dry bones, I will cause breath to enter you and you shall live. I will lay sinews on you and cause flesh to come up you and cover you with skin and breathe in you, and you shall live. And hear this, you will know that I am the Lord. Help me, Jesus. Now we know that when the decomposition of a body takes place from outside in, the first thing that goes away is the skin, then the flesh, then the sinews and the bones become disconnected and they're left out. But notice the order of the restoration of the body in the words of God that God commanded the prophet to prophesy over the bones. Notice the order. God says, dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Dry bones have no ears. Dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. And then dry bones come together, bone to its proper bone. Sinew will bind the bones together. Flesh covers the bone, skin covers the flesh, and breath will animate the flesh. If you notice what is here happening, brothers and sisters, we are experiencing and witnessing the reversal of death and decomposition. God told the prophet to prophesy a word of reversal. A word of reversal that will reverse the process of death and decomposition. Prophesy, hear the word of the Lord. Can I tell you, brothers and sisters? We have a God that deals in reversals. We have a God that is able to reverse your situation. Help me, Jesus. We have a God that deals in reversals. I don't know what has happened in the past and where you are in the future, but can I tell you, if you have found yourself in a dry bone circumstance, if your relationship, if your life, no matter what is happening in your life, if it is in a dry bone condition, hear the word of the Lord. God is able to reverse your circumstance. God has promised. Pastor Jen reminded us that our God is a promise keeper, and we should never forget that. And here, God has promised to restore His church, to restore His people by reversing the process of death and decomposition, the process of decline into spiritual apathy and death. This is how we get into spiritual apathy and death. We first forget God. That's what happened to Israel. And then we lose faith in God. And when there is no faith, the spiritual life dies. Can I tell you something? When there is no hope, a battlefield can become a burial site. When there is no hope, a battlefield can become a burial site. God's mighty army was portrayed as a valley filled with dead bones on a battlefield because they were without hope. That's the reality. Where there is no hope, a battlefield can become a burial site. So God told the prophet what to do, how to bring life again to these dry bones in the valley. And the prophet obeyed. The prophet said, so I prophesied as I was commanded. And I prophesied, and there was a rattling sound. There was a shaking. The bones began to dance and to make music. And then bones came together, bone to its bone. And I looked, and the prophet saw sinew attaching bones together. And then he saw flesh covering those bones. And then he saw the skin covering the flesh. And then he saw bodies lying there, but they were lifeless. And the prophet said, he then prophesied to the breath. And the breath came, and they stood up, an exceedingly great army. The prophet was asked, son of man, can dry bones live? And God gave him a prophetic word of reversal. And then He prophesied to them, but I want you to notice something. The restoration of dry bones, the reconnection of dry bones was dependent upon the prophet's obedience to prophesy. If there was no prophetic word, there would be no life-giving power. I wish you'd get that thing there. If there was no prophetic word, if the word of God was not present, life was also absent. But thanks be to God, Israel, Ezekiel heard the word of the Lord and obeyed the word of the Lord. And when he prophesied, the process, he witnessed the process of reversal from death to life. You see, the prophesied word caused the disconnected bones to be reconnected to each other, and the uncovered bones to be covered by skin, sinew, and flesh. But that those restored bodies lied there lifeless. Then the prophet, obeying God, prophesied to the winds, and the winds came, and then in the valley, the battlefield of dead men's bone, there rose up Israel, a mighty army of God. I told you before that a battlefield can be a burial site when there is no hope. But when the Spirit of God is in a burial site, it can become a battlefield. Yeah. Rose up a mighty army of God. Yes. God has laid a promise before us today. The promise of restoration of Israel as a people of God is a promise of revival to the people of God today. Those who feel disconnected from each other and disconnected from God, God sends a prophetic word to you. Thus says the Lord God, behold, if you're in a dry bone situation right now, I will open your graves. I will raise you up from your graves. Oh, my people, I will bring you into the land of Israel. You shall know that I am the Lord your God. I will put my spirit in you, and you will rise from your dry bone circumstance. So can I ask the church a question today? Brothers and sisters, can dry bones live? Yes. Can dry bones live? Yes. Can dry bones live? I'm happy you said yes, because I believe the word of God that dry bones can live. Can I tell you today, dry bones can live when the word of God is prophesied to them. I wish we would take the Bible in our hands and pray the word of God over our circumstance. Prophesy over your life. Prophesy over your relationship. Prophesy over your job. Prophesy over your children. Dry bones can live when the word of God is prophesied to them. Can I tell you? Dry bones can live. Dry bones can live when they hear the word of the Lord time and time again. Some people have heard the word of God, but they have not taken heed of it. It's not just about hearing the word. It's about accepting the prophesied word over your life, believing it and living it. Yes, brothers and sisters, I believe by the power of the Holy Ghost that dry bones can live. Dry bones can live if the Spirit of God infuses a life in them. I don't know what's happening right now in your spiritual experience, but if you're in a place where you feel like dry bones in a valley, hear me, brother, hear me, sister. The word of God says to you today, dry bones can live. Dry bones can live when they hear the word of the Lord. Oh, that God would send a word today that will revive the church of God. Dry bones can live if they hear the word of God. God promised Israel that they would be restored as God's chosen people. And today the promise of Israel is a promise for us today. God told Jeremiah, Ezekiel, that I'm going to raise up Israel like a mighty army. And I believe that in these days, God is going to raise up the church. Oh God, let it begin with Plantation. Raise Plantation as a mighty army of God. Stand firm on the promises of God. Yes, brothers and sisters, God has sent a promise to us, and God is a promise keeper. God is a promise keeper. There is no doubt. Let me tell you something. When you meet some circumstance, don't look for the logical answer. Don't look for the yes. Don't look for the maybe so. Look for it. God, you know it is in your power to do whatever you please. I don't know what's happening in your life right now, but say, God, you know that my dry bones can live. Dry bones can live. Dry bones can live if the word of God is prophesied to them. Dry bones can live if the prophesied word is heard by the dry bones. Dry bones can live if the Spirit of God infuses life in them. Dry bones can live. And here's the purpose of dry bones living. The Lord said, after I have restored you, you will know that I am the Lord. The prophet is telling us that when a church is revived, it's about living in the knowledge of God, knowing who God is. God knows our circumstances, but it's for us to know God who knows our circumstances. And so, like the dry bones in the valley, we're reconnected and resuscitated and reconstituted a mighty army. The God's promise to the church today is to revive the church. But for the church to be revived, we need the prophesied word. We need to hear the word of God. We need the Spirit of God. And we need to know God personally. If the church of God is going to be revived, we need those elements in this church, in our personal lives, and in our collective lives. So, preacher, where does this leave us? Here's where it leaves us. To be open to God's power and to God's Spirit. And so, I wish, and you'll hear me say this time and time again, and I mean it. And especially because it seems as if God gave the gift to my son already. He's making noise like he can sing and I can't sing. I wish I had voice to sing in the words of Edwin Hatch. Breathe on me, breath of God. Fill me with life anew, that I may love what thou dost love and do what thou wouldst do. Breathe on me, breath of God, until my heart is pure, until with thee my will be one, and to do and to endure. Breathe on me, breath of God, till I am wholly thine, until this earthly part of me glows with thy fire divine. Breathe on me, breath of God, so shall I constant be, and live with thee perfectly of thine eternally. Breathe on me. Is there someone today in streaming land, viewing via Facebook, YouTube, someone in the congregation, somehow you feel as if you are in a dry bone circumstance. Somehow you feel as if you need the prophesied word. Somehow you feel as if you need to hear the word of God. Somehow you feel as if you need the Spirit of God to infuse you. Somehow you feel as if you need to reconnect your relationship with God. Somehow you feel as if you need to be revived. Today is that day. And God is asking you, daughter, son, can your dry bone circumstance live? And the word of God responds, you know God. Yes, it is possible. And so God, breathe in us. Breathe in me so that my dry bones
us as we close out our service. Breathe on me, breath of God, love.
the promise of God to restore Israel as his chosen people is also a promise of revival for us as a people. And invite us to step in this promise with the affirmation that dry bones indeed can live. God, who specializes in reversals, reverse our circumstance today from a place of death to life. Do it through the prophesied word. Do it as we hear your word. Do it as you infuse us and animate us by your spirit. Do it as we come to know you as the Lord our God. Revive us again, we pray. Breathe upon us through the breath of the Holy Spirit that we can live in the light of your love. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
This podcast was brought to you by Plantation Seventh-day Adventist Church, a Christ-centered congregation dedicated to spreading the good news of God's love through sermons, deeper dive conversations, and much more. If you would like to listen to more life lessons and inspirational content, please visit us at plantationsda.tv.